Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mary Van Zanti with Marion County Farm Bureau joins us on today's program to preview tomorrow's Ag in the City.
Just a really a big celebration about what agriculture still means to our area and our community. Give our listeners just some of the big attractions that come back, whether they're new or whether they're returning acts that they can enjoy coming up at that Thursdays in Pella.
Okay, the large equipment is always something that even those of us who farm find really amazing, the size of the equipment these days. And we fortunately have Titan Machinery from here in Pella and Vinwall Equipment in Knoxville, who bring some of the large equipment. Two Rivers Co-op will have equipment, Vermeer Manufacturing. We also have Mobility with the tractors and lawnmowers. Mills Mid-Iowa Machinery has equipment, and Pella Rental is going to have some of their equipment that's available for anybody to rent, something new this year.
Well, and as I mentioned, one of the favorites too is animals. Oftentimes, if the weather allows, that there's different kinds of animals and demonstrations along with that as well. What are some of the animals that people may be able to see if the weather cooperates?
The sheep shearing is always one of the very popular spots, and we will have that again. Mike Holdeman is the sheep shearer, sort of extraordinaire. Can shear a sheep in just very few minutes, so it's always fun to watch him perform. We will have that and the other animals, weather permitting. If this hot weather continues, obviously the animals cannot be out in the type of weather that we've been having. But the FFA also plans to have several of their projects for us to see.
You mentioned the FFA. There's going to be a nice little, looks like, street of food. And there's always a big line when it comes to food on this night, especially for a couple of the attractions. The Pella FFA joining the Marion County Cattlemen, as I understand, for some very good meals up there.
Yes, the Cattlemen have always been one of the favorite spots for a really good meal. And they provide beef. And this year, the Pella FFA alumni will have their stand selling pork, I believe pork burgers and a pork chop on a stick. And then there will be many of the regular food vendors that are typically here on Thursday. So wide range of food for people to choose from, and I'm sure everybody can find something they would enjoy.
And then the big part for the kids is that they get a lot of different activities to teach them all about what they can do in regards to agriculture and things like that, educational and also free.
Yes, it's always been important that the activities that we have for children are free, and that's no exception this year. We will have a perennial favorite, the corn pile, that they really enjoy playing in. We will have inflatables for them. Titan Machinery has a pedal pull. There are a lot of booths that have activities for kids that you will find in the park. This year we will have Toby the Balloon Dude, who will be here doing balloons for kids. There will be some face painting and some trick roping. Tyler Schifferhole will be doing that again. And the emergency management has an extended display this year with additional fire trucks and some of the emergency equipment. They will also be running the sprayer at the southwest corner of the square. If it's too hot for animals, the water will be really enjoyable for kids and sort of kids of all ages.
And then live entertainment on the Tulip Torn, of course, all agricultural themed, including our very own Dr. Bob Lender from KNIAK RLS, and a few other acts that'll be up on the Tulip Torn as well.
Yes, we are looking forward to having Dr. Bob interview farmers from three generations who will talk about how agriculture has been changing through the years. At 7 o'clock, the Pella Barbershop Quartet will be performing, and at 7:30, we have Chandler Johnner from the FFA, who was a state winner in extemporaneous speaking, and he is going to show his skills that evening at 7:30 and would like questions from the audience after he finishes. So he is preparing for a national competition, and we look forward to that. Then we will have some announcements and prizes. There are a number of places to register for prizes. And then finally at 8 o'clock, John Miles, who is the CEO of the Pella Electric Co-op, is going to be our musician for the evening. He plays guitar and sings, and it's something I'm sure people of all ages will enjoy.
You mentioned announcements and prizes. There are contests as well that people can sign up for all the way up until 6 o'clock on Thursday, as I understand as well. What are some of those contests that people can be a part of?
Okay, first we have a Wheels in Bloom contest. We tried this last year, and it went over very well. People bring their floral entries, including at least one wheel. and we display those around the windmill. They will be judged, and there will be winners in the adult class as well as junior, which is 12 and under. And there will be a prize for a People's Choice exhibit. So that will be fun. Those exhibits need to be entered at the Farm Bureau tent between 5:30 and 6:30. And then we have a tall corn stalk contest. So if those of you who choose to enter that will cut your corn at ground level, bring that in and enter that. Every entry will get a prize and then a special award for the tallest corn stalk. The floral arrangements are sponsored by the Marion County Master Gardeners and the corn stalk by Great Lakes Hybrids.
Once again, that was Mary Van Zante previewing this Thursday's Ag in the City in downtown Pella. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.